there are a lot of barriers to reporting. There are language barriers or cultural barriers, or people don't feel like they're going to be taken seriously.
The Michigan Attorney General's Hate Crimes Unit is encouraging Asian American and Pacific Islanders in the state to report any hate crimes to local authorities. Sunitha Dadamani, head of the unit, saying it's a big step in impacting change.
It's very important to report, though, because there is nothing law enforcement can do and no message that can be sent back to a hate crime perpetrator unless people are reporting.
While Dadamani said the FBI has reported hate crimes targeting AAPI communities being on the rise nationally, it's still uncertain how many crimes are happening here in Michigan.
State police tracks those statistics by law, but the latest statistics that they published are from 2019, and they stop with their information gathering in March of 2020. So, like, right when the pandemic hit.
She says while there are informal reports being published by groups like Stop AAPI Hate, who has reported nearly 3,800 hate incidents since March of last year, she notes the important differences between crimes and incidents, noting that official data for hate crimes in Michigan won't likely be available until around October or November of this year. I'm Kylie Imbu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.